Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Thursday, June 10th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Sri Lanka will consider an anti-conversion bill. Former President Reagan's policies help give children an eternal future. And Nepal's insurgency produces an unexpected effect. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Sri Lanka, where a proposed anti-conversion bill is gaining momentum. The bill will go before Parliament in 2 weeks. The current constitution supposedly allows citizens to worship, observe, and practice a religion of their choice, but that could also change. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra.
Unfortunately, there's also a plan to introduce 3 other bills that would have a similar effect, restricting religious conversions and establishing an independent Buddhist court system controlled by the Buddhist monks. So we're seeing that the Christians are going to suffer more.
Dykstra says believers understand this will strengthen the church. Teams remain committed to their support.
On the bright side, over the past few years, even in the midst of civil war and persecution, the number of Christians in Sri Lanka has grown to about 7% of the country. And the Buddhists are the majority with about 80%.
Meanwhile, as millions of people around the world mourn the passing of former President Ronald Reagan, mission groups are thanking God for using him to open doors for evangelism. Buckner Orphan Care International is one such group. Buckner's Amy Norton says they've been tremendously impacted by Reagan's policies.
And that, you know, the open door with Russia, that he really paved the way there with Russia for adoptions of those children. Thousands and thousands of children who are now in families in the U.S., and in our case, in wonderful Christian families, have truly had their lives changed and have Ronald Reagan to thank for that.
Buckner recruits Christian families for their program. Norton tells us why.
We want these children to go into a Christian home where they know the love of Christ and they are raised as Christians and get the opportunity to hear the hope that they have in Christ.
Norton says, well, the doors have been open for some time. There are many, many children who still need a Christian family. You're listening to Mission Network News. Nepali's Maoist rebels are wreaking havoc this week. The thriving insurgency means the Hindu kingdom has been unable to create a stable government since the massacre of the royal family 3 years ago. An American missionary, unnamed for security reasons, says Operation Mobilization has an exciting outreach due to the disillusionment.
Buddhism and Hinduism have not brought them any satisfaction. There's also factions among them within their own communities. So all that has been a failed system. And I think what we're seeing is all the choices are really narrowed down to just one thing left, and that's Jesus.
Nepal's situation reveals a blatant need for the hope of Christ.
It's close to being a failed state. I don't think we're there. I don't think we're going to come to that, but it is potential. So as people would pray that in this turmoil, that it would cause people to open their minds to alternative answers to what they have ever heard before.
Meanwhile, Southern Baptists are celebrating an historic event. Denominational churches contributed more than $136 million to the International Mission Board's special missions offering. That's $12 million more than the previous year, the largest increase in the offering's 115-year history. This will allow the IMB to help fund even more mission outreach around the world, where last year they reached out to 192 new people groups with the gospel. And a dubbing studio in Egypt could help make a satellite television ministry more effective. Sat7, Christian television for the Middle East and North Africa, dubs 15% of their high-quality programming into Arabic from other languages. They just started operating their own dubbing studio they hope will save money, ultimately increasing the amount of programming communicating the gospel. Pray that many people in the Arabic-speaking world will come to Christ as a result of this investment. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book shares true stories and adventures through missionary aviation that will inspire you in your faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.